Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast seeking to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Makareth. This is the devotion for February the 8th, Follow Thou Me. Genesis 24, verses 50 to 67, Spurgeon says, Laban, having heard Eliezer's story and seen the jewels, which were no doubt great arguments with his mercenary mind, consented that Rebekah should go with him to Isaac. Verse 50, Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. Spurgeon says, 'Tis always right for young people to seek the consent of parents and natural guardians in such an important business. Verse 52, And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Spurgeon says, He was too devout a man to fail to adore in gratitude. Too many, however, only pray in need, but forget to worship in thanksgiving. Verse 53, And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. Spurgeon says he was a wise steward and knew what arguments weighed most with Laban. Verse 54, And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night, and they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. Spurgeon says God's servants should imitate the steward and never be loiterers. Verse 55, And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days at the least, 10, after that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away that I may go to my master. Spurgeon says, We ought not easily to be delayed from duty. To loiter is to disobey. When God speeds us, we should speed indeed. Verse 57, And they said, We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Spurgeon says, How happy would ministers be if all young people could be as readily led to the great bridegroom, the Lord Jesus. He accepts the willing mind. He asks for the heart. Alas, how many deny their consent to his loving claims. Verse 59, And they sent away Rebekah their sister and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, Thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Spurgeon says the blessing of parents is a precious dowry. Verse 61, And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well, the Hiroi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. Spurgeon comments, This good man, in his choice of a suitable place and time for one of the most heavenly of occupations, is an example to us all. If we meditated more, we should be far more gracious than we are. The Bible continues, And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. Spurgeon says, Happy is that servant of God who dare tell his master in heaven all that he has done. What a sad account would some have to render. For who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Verse 67, And Isaac brought her into his mother, Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. And the hymn is, In all my Lord's appointed ways, my journey I'll pursue. Hinder me not, ye much-loved saints, for I must go with you. Through floods and flames, if Jesus lead, I'll follow where he goes. Hinder me not shall be my cry, though earth and hell oppose. Amen.